Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. During every election cycle, scores of nonprofit organizations mount pushes to register voters and increase historically low voter turnout. Heath Brown, assistant professor of political science at Seton Hall University, explores how some minority-serving organizations encourage voting.
Despite historically voting at low levels, immigrants made headlines in 2012 for their turnout in U.S. elections. This didn't happen by accident. Thousands of nonprofit organizations worked to register and mobilize eligible voters. Based on a survey in Florida, Illinois, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and North Carolina, states where large numbers of immigrants reside, I found that 60% of immigrant-serving nonprofits were not engaged at all in the election. One respondent said, "We are a 501c3 purely cultural organization, so we are specifically barred from engaging in any political activities." Many groups shared this deep concern that political work is not permitted. But because some of these concerns are exaggerated, most nonpartisan election work is perfectly legal. 40% of immigrant-serving nonprofits engage in at least one tactic. The largest portion of respondents, a little less than a quarter, chose to monitor news about the campaign. Voter registration and voter mobilization were the next two most popular tactics, employed by 19 and 14% of respondents, respectively. Some groups relied upon the Voter Activation Network, VAN, a new database of eligible voter information used to target voters with extreme precision. Technology, such as the VAN, but also social media, now permits nonprofits to engage in quite ambitious voter work at a much lower cost than in the past. It is reasonable to assume that more immigrant-serving nonprofits will capitalize on the continued reduction in the cost of technology. For others, persistent concerns about violating their protected status as nonprofits will prevent them from participating in upcoming elections.
That was Heath Brown of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.